Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be this lovely April day? Today is April the 11th, and your host is Jimena Velasquez. How does it get any better than this? So today's topic is death. Is it a choice? This past weekend, as I said, synchronicities just come together. And this past weekend, I had a session with friends to talk about death, to talk about and to do some energy work around that, because what is really death? And according to some, according to some channelings I've been hearing, is that we've been using this planet. This planet has been using, you know, we've been using the planet has been using us. And death has been a part of the way the planet has used to bring us back, because once the body gets old, you want to get rid of the body, because as an infinite being, you're eternal. You never die. But your body gets old. It gets, and you want to get rid of the body to come back as a new body and continue to live. When you do that, in some religions that's called reincarnation, when you do that, you continue to bring the planet's vibration up. Therefore, the planet can move up in its vibration and move up to, as we were in the 3D, now we're going into multi-dimensions. But it couldn't have done that if it didn't have it. Like we live for X years and then we die and we come back and we live again, we die, come back. But every time we come back, we carry our previous vibration, our previous experience, not as the animals do, where they, as soon as they're born, they already know how to run, they already know how to, no, we are a little lower than the animals. But that's changing as well. In the future, you're going to be seeing children being born so that they already know how to do things. And you are already seeing that they're being called the miracle babies, or they're being called the geniuses. The people, little children, already know how to play piano, they already know how to draw, they already know how to paint. And this is because these new energies that we are in, these multidimensional energies that we're in, it's allowing for that. It's allowing for you to remember who you were. So you don't have to be a manual energy cycle, so that you could help the planet evolve. But it's no longer needed. But most people don't know that anymore. Most people don't know that right now. Most people think that it's a conclusion. You are born, you live, and then you die. And you continue to do that. But have you ever wondered why it is that the Bible says people live to be 700 years old, 900 years old? I've always wondered that. Why is it that people in that time, they were so old, and now we're dying when we're in the 70s, 80s, maybe 100. We might even go as long as 100. Oh, my gosh. But no, your body is designed to live to be in the 90s, in the 900s. But you have a program running in you. You're innate. Your innate is that what your body it's the system that runs in your body. It's like a program in the background. And the innate has been programmed to, after a certain time, you start aging. And what comes after aging? Death. Because you're old and decrepit and you can no longer function. Your organs are starting to waste away. They're starting to malfunction. You can no longer do things. I remember my grandfather, when he was dying, he said, "My body betrayed me. Mine was sharp as a whistle." Not a problem with the mind. He could remember everything. He could not see he could hardly hear, and he could not walk. And that was death for him. But he was sharp as anything. He knew how, he remembered everything from his childhood, everything from his adulthood, everything. But the body just could not function anymore. And his statement was, my body betrayed me. So what if dying, getting old, is a choice? Einstein's law of relativity, he made it an experiment, right? Time is not constant. Time is not the same. In some instances, like what happened then, this guy went out of space. When he came back, everybody on Earth had aged long more than he had. So he proved that time is not constant. And that's because when you get out there, you are vibrating faster, higher. You're going at higher speed than we are on Earth. What if you could do that with your body itself? The higher you vibrate, speed can be measured, right? If you go from point A to point B, but it doesn't have to be linear. It can be in a round circle. What if you were to go from point A to point B in a round circle? And the faster you go, the higher the vibration goes. And that's what you do when you vibrate higher in your body. When you are vibrating at a high vibration, your entire body is going faster and faster and faster and faster. And that makes you slow down in aging, or you don't have to age as per the regular cycle that we normally know. And death, you could put off death because, if it's not due to age, then you don't have to die because you're not feeling old and decrepit and your body's wasted away. So what if the background program that you have running in your body, the background, and then you have to die. What if you were to disable that? Yeah, it's possible. It is possible. All you have to do is you have to give your innate the command to stop aging, to disable the death program. And then your innate is smart enough to know what it is that you're asking. People say, you can have the creams, you can have this, you can have that to look younger. Unless you give your innate will continue to do so because it's part of the cycle. It's part of the old energy. The energy that says, I need these people to die and then to come back so that we continue to vibrate higher and we continue to move on to the next next cycle that we have to go as the one in the planet. But with the new energy, we don't have to do that. Are you aware? Do you know what it means by the new energy? The new energies are, we have literally moved from one place in space to another one, where we are in a completely different space. We still see the same sky, we see the same constellations and everything, but that's because our whole galaxy has moved from one place in space to another. And that's why we are feeling all this new energy. Have you noticed the weather lately? That is the most basic you can possibly pay attention to. The weather is not like what it used to. We used to have seasons. Seasons used to be spring, summer, fall. And each one was, okay, spring is this long and this is what happens. Summer is this long, this is what happens. Winter is this long, this is what happens. That's no longer the case. It is April 11th in the East Coast. We had some snow showers. So even Mother Nature is breaking out of that cycle of routine. And because nothing in these new energies, things are not the same. And it's all about new to you. New, everything is new. So yes, that's why it's possible to now disengage from that conclusion that there is death, that death is what's out there. Don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with death. I think that not to be afraid of, not to be afraid of at all, it's easier than being born, actually. Death is easier than being born. And you have died so many times because you continue to come back. And what's the most scary of them of it all is the birth. That's the most scary because you come into this world as an infant that cannot do anything, very defenseless feeling. But death, it's a tool that we use. Situation, we are tired of something. We choose to die. That's a choice. But as long as you take it as a choice versus a conclusion. If you think, I'm already 40. When I'm 50, I need to start getting old and decrepit. When I'm 60, I need to be foot in the door of my grave. When I'm 70, I'm out. If that is because that is what we have learned so far, that's what we have seen in our life, right? This is what happens, A, B, C, D, and we die. No, it's no longer that way. Not if you choose it to not be what it is that you want. Death is always a choice. You can always take it. There's nothing that says you cannot. It's always a choice. It's there for you to use it when you feel like it. But what if you could live as long as you want to? What would life be like if you were to live to, let's say, 500 years old? How would you change the planet then? What contributions can you make to this life? This is probably a concept way out there. But it's something that to think about. Because if you think that you're going to die, we say the only two sure things in life is death and taxes, and we take that as gospel. But what if death didn't have to be that way? What if it was a choice only? And as long as you want, you call it when you want it. So those of you who are interested, let's go ahead and do a meditation where we're going to ask that innate system, the program running in the background in our body, to stop the aging process. We no longer want to die. Death is no longer a conclusion. And then we're going to also unplug from the collective consciousness of death, of having to die. Instead, we're going to make it a choice for your conscious and your subconscious. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. Imagine roots curling at your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide, pulling energy from the earth. Keep pulling energy from the earth. Allow the energy flow to be smooth and even. And just relax. Just relax. Be one with earth. Open your crown. Allow your connection first to be there. As big as you want. Just open it up as much as you want. We are always connected to source. Barriers. You are safe. Everything is a choice. And it's always your choice. Nobody else's. Now, repeat after me. Dear innate, it is commanded that you stay running in our body. It is commanded that you disable the death program running in our body as well. Now just feel what's going on in your body. Allow that peace and the calmness to permeate throughout your cells. feel that throughout your entire body. Now, imagine you being plugged into the collective consciousness of this. This being the conclusion that after a certain age, it's pretty much determined that you will be unplugged from one place, whatever the collective consciousness might happen to look like to you. Just unplug it from there and plug it to eternal life. Now, for your subconscious, we use our subconscious probably 80% of the time coming on to us. Let's go ahead and go into the subconscious. If you show up as a different being, that's fine. If he happens to show up as just another cable coming out of you, go ahead, let's go ahead and unplug it and plug from the collective consciousness and plug it into eternal life. Take a deep breath. Following the cycle anymore. It will be under your control at all times. Your choice whenever you feel like it. Go ahead and connect to the source and ask for multidimensional energy that will be beneficial to you at this time. You as a being, as well as your body. We're going to be living longer times, longer periods. Let's also give you multidimensional energy so that you are willing to receive abundance this year and before. Abundance does not mean wealth. Abundance means that you are going to be taken care of today. That you will not go lacking today. Whatever we do. Open your crown barriers. Allow yourself to be contributed by the energy, by source, by the universe. Everywhere that you have not, you have blocked yourself from allowing, from giving the commands you make, or from communicating with your mate. Will you let that go now? And dear mate, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ho'oponopono, VR. With some different reality. That will be beneficial to all. Now one more time, check and see if you have any cables connected to the collective consciousness of death. Whether it be conclusion, a judgment, a projection, an expectation. If you see any cables going to that, just unplug them and plug them into eternal life. Be aware. what's going on in your body. And allow the joy to come through to you. There you go. And unfortunately, it's something that has to be given the consent to step the aging and the death programs in the background, that we cannot extend this to family, to the lineage. So they also have to give their consent. But if they listen to this recording, they can see it. The energies are recorded so they can come back home. Go ahead and ground the energy on the earth. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energies from the earth up to the root, up to the torso, out your crown. Round, round, round. And pull energy from when you're ready. Rub your hands together. Rub your hands. Rub your face. Nothing else. How are you doing? Wow. So guys, take it easy. And don't forget to talk to your innate. Your innate is there for you. And knows that even before you decide something, even you before you say it, at the first whiff of her thought, your innate knows what you want to do with your body, with yourself. Remember, thought creates energy. And how you think, what you think, it's huge in your creation. If you start thinking, I'm sick, I'm tired, you know, I'm tired of living, I'm tired, you know, this is such a pain in the butt, this is such a pain in the neck, whichever words you use, giving your innate instructions on how to show that up for you. So talk to your innate, and if you have a problem with the body, ask it, what is this, and we change it. And then how does it get any better? Because it can always get better, right? Everything can always get better. How does it get any better? Thank you, my friends, for having joined me today, and what else is possible? Have a wonderful week, and enjoy. Have fun. This is your host, Mena Velasquez. Bye-bye.